With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico State Police are holding a series of events aimed at bridging the gap between police and youth in the community of Española. For decades, northern New Mexico has been at or near the top of drug overdose deaths, so police are going into classrooms with drug education.
The way we look at it is if we can, you know, possibly save one person from doing something that can affect them, then that's a great thing.
That's State Police Community Engagement Officer Jolene Jones, whose team led a successful event for middle schoolers called Stronger Together recently to talk to kids about methamphetamines, heroin, pills, and vaping, the popular ritual whose advertisers make the addictive habit enticing with innocent vapor flavors. It's a very alluring, tempting thing that I'm not sure you can talk a kid out of, can you? And then once they're getting hooked on nicotine, forget it, right?
Well, I think that's what's important in is the education, because, you know, there is a lot of peer pressure out there. So these children, kids, you know, they hang out with their friends and one's vaping, one's try it. It tastes great. It tastes like cotton candy. So basically, nicotine is addicting. It can affect your body. You know, a lot of people, once you start nicotine, they get addicted to it. So we want to inform them, you know, what is nicotine, first of all? And how does it affect your body? And obviously, in these products, they want you to get addicted to them, because the more you get addicted to them, the more money they're going to make. So it's not good for you. So they go into detail with all of these topics as far as, like I said, it comes down to education and knowledge of the product.
Officer Jones said for a first-time drug awareness event, turnout was good and more are planned in Española. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.